You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Lighthouse Run is back for its 47th year this Saturday. Festival Park is the starting point for one of Wisconsin's top running events. The day features races for all ages, including competitive 10-mile and 4-mile runs, fun runs, and a special kids race. Proceeds benefit the Racine Family YMCA and other local charities. The boat abandoned along Milwaukee's lakefront for months could soon be yours. The Deep Thought might be sold at public auction as Milwaukee County looks to recover the $50,000 cost for removal. It's an idea tossed out at a county board committee meeting this week. So far, about $30,000 has been raised through donations. A Racine County school got the better of one from Kenosha County in the state baseball tournament. Read all about the high school action from this week and a preview of what's to come online. Go deeper with high school sports at racinecountyi.com. Parking and riding from one Milwaukee County lot can resume, at least temporarily. The College Avenue Park and Ride lot got shut down last year after people were using it to camp out. Now the DOT is reopening it for Summerfest, giving people a place to park and take a bus to the grounds. In a statement, DOT authorities are reminding people that parking outside posted hours could result in towing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, day two of the Packers minicamp. GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as, again, he's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck, it is back and it is gone!
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances, great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More drama from the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal proceedings. First, last week, Lively dropped two claims against Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, which Lively starred in and produced. Now a judge has dismissed the director's $400 million counter-lawsuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's publicist. Yahoo Entertainment says this is a major setback for Baldoni. Bottom line, It Ends With Us, the sequel, is probably never going to happen. Sylvester Stewart, also known as Sly Stone, has passed away. The groundbreaking musician was the leader of the band Sly and the Family Stone. The band is known for chart toppers like Dance to the Music, I Wanna Take You Higher, and of course, Everyday People. Stewart is considered a pioneer of funk and influenced such musical acts as Prince, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sly Stone was 82. Actor and star of Dark Waters, Mark Ruffalo, has agreed to join the cast of Being Human and is the last name of the film's hero, Judy Human, a disability rights activist from the 1970s. The film will be directed by co-director Sean Hader. Ruffalo's part is undisclosed, but is said to be a key role, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Ruffalo is a 4-time Oscar nominee and native Wisconsinite. Can you imagine living in a house that was featured in a famous TV show? Joanne Quintana doesn't have to imagine it because it's real. She lives in the house that was used in Breaking Bad as Walter White's family home. Apparently, she is getting a little tired of people standing outside and staring, so much so that she recently turned a hose on them, and she'll do it again. A video was shared on Instagram by an influencer named Santi, who captured her hosing down gawkers, according to the New York Post. Quintana says she gets so tired of the onlookers, she's listed the home and is asking for $4 million, probably because her water bills are so high. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up. enabling her to be fired from the Connors because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made the Connors quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, our low 58. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.